HPR's political reporter Wayne Yoshioka has been poring over campaign spending records as this week marked an important deadline for candidates to file. So, Wayne, what jumped out of these records?
Well, the Hawaii Campaign Spending Commission report that came out yesterday noted that $8.5 million has been spent on the gubernatorial and the lieutenant governor's race. And what everyone is focusing on, of course, are the spending by the super PACs. BeChange now reported spending about $330,000 on television, radio, and mailed advertising supporting challenger Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa, and also committed another $300,000 in advertising opposing incumbent David Ige. So that money is really infusing a lot of speculation on, wow, look at who is going to win this race. And to put everything in perspective, though, we have to look back in 2014 when then Governor Neil Abercrombie spent $4.9 million on his reelection campaign, and a relatively unknown state senator from Pearl City, David Ige, spent $447,000, less than 10%. He was outspent by Abercrombie 10-1, and he won the race with 66% of the votes and over Abercrombie's 30%. So, I mean, is that the impact of all this money? Will there be a lopsided sort of return in terms of their investment? So we're all waiting to see what happens.
Right. And I know, though, with the super PAC that we saw during the mayor's race, PRP, they pumped a lot of money into a negative campaign against Cayetano, and he lost.
Well, yeah, but that was a one-issue race, mm-hmm. I think, because of rail transit. And, well, Colleen Hanabusa tried to also make this a one-issue race in terms of leadership from the January 13th false missile alert. So if it is a one-issue campaign, then, you know, it might work. But there are a lot more issues right now, and I think David Ige has gotten away from that, especially getting the endorsement from Big Island Mayor Harry Kim and all of the eruptions there, as well as Kauai Mayor Bernard Carvalho with the flooding. So it's more than one issue, and I think the impact of the super PAC money and focusing on that January 13th false missile alert might be a little too late.
Right, but now what about the other races? Because the super PACs are also funding other elections.
Right. BeChange Now, the Carpenter Super PAC, committed more than $471,000 for State Senator Josh Green, who is running for Lieutenant Governor. Josh Green has spent already $1 million, and he's trying to portray himself and get that name recognition. And I think the Super PAC did a great job. They invested early in the campaign, started out in May, and, you know, really outspent all of his competitors. But talking to State Senator Josh Green, I wanted to interview him on Super PACs, and he said, nope, I refuse to talk about Super PACs. That's in the past. I want to focus on the future. So he does not want to address that. Probably, and I'm speculating here, he's worried about maybe voter pushback when the voters say, you know, Josh Green, you're going to be indebted to these Carpenter Union folks, and we don't want that. So we're going to vote for Jill Tokuda. And Jill Tokuda could turn around the election based on the maybe 75,000 to 100,000 votes left to be cast August 11th, primary election day.
But talk about that with Jill Tokuda, because she lost her position as a Ways and Means chair over a transit issue.
So. Right. And she has made some really tough decisions to her credit. But, you know, she really didn't capture the essence of what the other state senators wanted to do, which was to fund rail. And they didn't want to have this fall through the cracks. So I think Jill Tokuda is tough. She's a fiscal conservative, as she says. And I think she would she brings to the table someone who is worried about spending. And even in that rail issue, she fell on her sword. So, you know, just to say that, no, we're not going to do the transient accommodations tax. And she was really adamant about that. So we'll see how that works out.
I think you and I were both at that very strange press conference. We were waiting for a big announcement, and it didn't come, and then we found out she lost her seat. But some might see that removal of her, the ouster, and the commitments by these PACs as a way to punish her because of her vote.
Probably, yeah, to punish her for her votes against rail. But we all have to remember that Josh Green, Kauai Mayor Bernard Carvalho, Willis Sparrow, and Kim Coco Iwamoto, they all want to be lieutenant governor, not to be lieutenant governor, but to be governor, right? That's the ring.
Right,
that they all want.
That's the plum at the end of the day. Just
wait
it out.
That's right.
Anything else? Any other takeaway that you've been able to glean just from poring over those records?
No, I just wanted to put everything into perspective. Another perspective that we can look at was in 2014 when Brian Schatz outspent Colleen Hanabusa for the race for the U.S. Senate by $1 million. The first printout came out and Hanabusa led 50% to 47% over Schatz. But then when the neighbor island votes came over, you know, Schatz won by 1,782 votes. So money works. Money worked then, but it sure didn't work for Neil Abercrombie against David Ige.
Right. And then we were chatting earlier, and you had some interesting insight about the voters, you know, neighbor islands versus here on Oahu.
Well, the first printout, I learned from Rex Cadilla from the Oahu Elections Office, that there are so many early voting and absentee voting that they won't be able to cover them in the first printout, so they probably will have to go to the second and third printout. So that means the impact of the early voters won't be apparent, and the neighbor island votes will become more important as we go, you know, as we look at the whole race. And it's interesting to note, from my perspective, that we have twice as many white people on the neighbor islands as we have in urban Honolulu, and we have twice as many Asians in urban Honolulu than we do in Congressional District 2, which is rural Hawaii. So, you know, the voting
race
on
factor.
the voting on the neighbor islands, and no governor has ever won a race without winning the neighbor islands, and that's going to be key in
All
this
right.
one, I think.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for that insight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That was HPR's Wayne Yoshioka. I'm Catherine Cruz, and you're tuned to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio on HPR 1.